Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Iran's UN ambassador says today he has conveyed to Washington it will respond firmly to the United States if it becomes directly involved in Israel's military campaign. Trump advisors appear split on that. ABC's Perry Russum.
U.S. and Israeli intelligence appear to differ on their assessment of Iran's capabilities. Israel claims Tehran is closer to a nuclear weapon, while U.S. assessments say Iran is several months to 1 year away from a deliverable bomb.
A nighttime attack by Russia on Ukraine has killed 15, most in Kyiv, which saw its deadliest attack yet. Gazans lining up for flour encountered bullets by Israel. The Gaza Health Ministry reporting 51 killed, Israel acknowledging several casualties and saying it will investigate. The Fed wraps up its meeting on interest rates today, expected to keep them where they are. The Stanley Cup trophy will stay where it is in Florida. Panthers win in six. Sam Bennett is the MVP. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Another scam is rearing its ugly little head in the city of Green Bay. Sophisticated phishing scams are targeting residents, property owners, and local businesses involving Green Bay City permit applications and board or committee processes. The city is warning that the fraudulent scheme involves emails that appear to come from city officials or departments. The emails use official city logos, addresses, and other legitimate details. They then request urgent payment of thousands of dollars for permit or application review fees. The city is warning residents not to respond to these emails. Don't click on any links or provide personal data. For more details and examples of what the scam emails look like, see the story on our website. Speaking of scams, the New Community Shelter, a homeless shelter in Green Bay, was the victim of a $90,000 scam. They thought they had received a generous donation. That was not the case. Almost all of the funding for the New Community Shelter does come from donations from businesses, organizations, and individuals. The shelter's currently raising funds for a housing complex and is also trying to raise its budget to allow the emergency shelter, transitional housing, and community meal program to continue. The early July court dates for Judge Hannah Dugan might be pushed back. The case against the Milwaukee County judge may be delayed as the court considers her motions to dismiss charges. A scheduling hearing is set for today to review the arguments. Prosecutors argue Dugan is not entitled to judicial immunity for allegedly helping an undocumented man evade immigration agents. Her defense team says her actions were official judicial acts protected by centuries of legal precedent. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
The Brewers lose in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's game two of the Brewers and Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Crew losing last night 5-3. Manager Pat Murphy's reaction after the defeat.
It was a good game. A lot of great defensive plays, both ends. They hit in the clutch. You know, they did some clutch hitting. Suzuki's homer changed the game. I'm proud of our guys. We did some good things. We didn't necessarily hit big situations, but leaving 10 guys on base or 9, whatever it was. But, you know, credit to their pitching staff and credit to their defense. You know, they got a great lineup.
The Cubs' Pete Crow Armstrong with a diving catch of Bryce Terang's liner in the 8th and followed that up with a 2-run homer in the 9th, 452 feet, hitting the scoreboard. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
That's why we come to the ballpark, to see things like that, to see great players do great things. Great players do amazing things. Pretty cool.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will thicken up in the overnight as a few showers, even a couple of rumbles of thunder move in. Light winds, morning lows in the mid-60s. On Wednesday, showers and storms around, could be a bit of heavy rainfall. Highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Right now, it's 67.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin,
chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 14. Till 6 p.m. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley will join us. More stories coming out after the fall of Roe versus Wade. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Boy, he's got that cranking, huh?
Oh, man.
You can tell Todd's not here.
Yeah.
Convoy's already just cranking it.
And they don't adjust these
young
things.
Kids,
like,
you know, I don't know just, what's going on.
Care
Convoy.
Us. Anyway, did you see the weather for this weekend?
93. No.
93.
No.
Yeah.
Wow, I did not see that.
Yeah. That we haven't hit 90s. I don't know the last time it was 90 in Green Bay, but
it was humid again yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it's so funny. I can't go out in the sun. So yeah. I feel like that little kid with the broken leg during summer vacation.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Years ago, but my daughter broke her arm in June.
It's me too.
And that changes the whole family summer.
I
not
broke
just hers.
My arm on literally the second to last day of school.
See, that's was right
school.
After school. And it changes. It's not just her. Oh, you can't go swimming. Really, as a dad, when they're like, whatever, 9, 10, 11, the whole family doesn't go swimming. It doesn't go to the beach. It's just like, that was a long summer for us.
Oh, screwed up Little League for me. My last year of Little League.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything bad happens to me early in the summer.
But that's because you're risking more stuff, right? You're on what'd you do it? Skateboarding? How'd you break it?
We played baseball at school, but we had blacktop playground.
A slide.
And no, it's almost like stickball. It was almost like stickball. We'd use a rubber ball, okay? And you'd bounce it to the guy to hit, and you'd use your fist as the bat.
Really?
Yeah. And
it's economical?
Yeah. And there was a pop-up, and I was going for it, and so was Mikko LaJoie. And at the last second, Mikko, like, ducked down to get out of my way, and I did a boom right over the top of him, completely flipped over.
Yeah.
And as soon as, only time in my life where somebody has ever said, are you okay? And I said, no.
Yeah.
And it was just busted. Yeah.
And that's in the old days with the cast, with the plaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yep.
The nun came out. I'll never forget. You remember playing as, I told you this story, and she had a big safety pin, and she pinned it to my shirt. And the guy, our gym teacher, who was a total bleep, took me to the hospital. And he was a jerk. Boobsy Marietti. And we're out there. And a guy, hey, Boobsy, did you ever sell that truck? No, I still got her. You looking? Yeah. Now, is that a four-wheel drive? Yeah, but you got to turn the lugs, you know. It's like that. As I've said, my arm snapped in half. And then we go into the waiting room or whatever, and the nurse goes, you know, I know that's really painful. There's no shame in crying. He goes, if he does, I'll make sure he's a laughing stock in Nagani St. Paul School.
Jeez, wow. I'll give that nun credit for the safety pin.
Yeah.
Making it, that's a good idea.
Nuns were resourced. They had pouches.
Well, no, they had everything
in
there.
They had a tool set.
Yeah,
they had a socket set. They had a welder. Yeah,
they could have been at Let's Make a Deal.
They had a propane torch.
Hard boiled egg. Yeah, I mean
they had a switchblade.
They did have a lot in that pouch.
Nuns in those pouches were unbelievable.
But that's, yeah.
And were they ever cold or hot? It could be 98 degrees no, and they'd be in their big, huge, whatever.
Habits.
It could be 20 below and they have a shawl and that would be it. What was the, were nuns the toughest people ever back in those eras?
Yeah. And, yeah. You just, I don't know. That's a tough life, right?
Oh my God. You I can't know? Even imagine.
No.
I can't even imagine anything worse than being a nun.
And I think maybe that's, maybe they vented some of that frustration on
the kids, yeah, maybe.
Like you and me, not on the kids, just on a couple of us. But yeah, it. God bless them for doing that.
God
but
bless them.
They worked hard, and they didn't just teach; they cleaned. You know, they
did
like,
everything.
They did everything.
They did everything.
They did everything. I don't think you see people like that.
I remember another time a kid knocked me down. Their playground was completely full of ice. We did the thing where you'd shack somebody. You know, they'd be saying that you're walking, and you'd hit their foot that way, and they'd fall down. And Joe Durfee did it to me, or Ziffel Durfee, one of the two. And I go down and cut up my hole right up here. Nun comes running out, and she pulls out a thing of, pulls out a scissors and a big thing of tape. Where'd that come from?
Yeah,
they were unbelievable. Unbelievable. So who we got watching? We got Vicky says, it's hump day, let's go. Cheese Curd Nick is watching. He's on his way. Michael Friedman says, good morning, gentlemen from Door County. Michael, why don't you stop bragging?
Yeah.
Every day. It's
somewhere, right?
I'd love to be there, guys, but I'm in
Italy.
Morocco. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
That's
what was that other little island outside of it that's supposed to be? Oh, I was in Malta. Well, the place I was staying was okay. It was a $12 million.
Friend of mine.
Jesse is watching. Jesse, the pride of Stevenson, Michigan. Go Eagles. Mike Pritzel watching and driving probably. Good morning, everybody. We got a great lineup for you today. Cheese Curd Nick is going to come here to give us a review on your gathering last night.
That was fun.
Gathering last
night. Glam Band. I mean, not Glam Band. Big Mouth.
Yep.
They were great. I couldn't believe how many people. Of course, the weather was like, it was perfect. It wasn't like good. It was perfect. It just, you know, no bugs. It's just warm. And I bet you they had, the last time they played there, again, that's a neighborhood event. That's not city sponsored or anything. It's done by the neighborhood. A couple hundred people. There's 500-600 people there. It was all the way back to that.
That's
basketball.
Great.
Yeah. It was just, it was
big,
huge.
You know, Big Mouth is like the Glam Band. I could see we get it mixed up
because
they have the same, it doesn't matter where the event is. It doesn't matter what the event is. They will draw.
And today they're coming in, Big Mouth. And they got this new.
A new singer.
Oh, is she great?
It was between her and me.
They did the right choice.
They decided to go the female. Yeah.
She was great. And, you know, encore and people standing, it was just a great night. The crowd was into it. I think it's summer's finally here. School just got out. And I think people were like, okay, this is kicking
this
off
is
my summer.
It
was great.
It hadn't felt like summer until now.
I agree.
It still felt like spring.
Yeah.
And
but, you know, it's just, you know, they have, of course, the benches there. But, you know, so many people just brought their lawn chairs. And it was just a really good crowd. You know, a little older, large, you know. But it was just a great, because Glam Band. I mean, not Glam Band. Can I keep saying that?
Big Mouth.
Big Mouth, what, 20? They got to be over 20 years, right?
I guess. I don't remember them not being around, put it that way. I really don't. I mean, just like they've always been here since I've been here.
And people just, one song after another, they're just really, really good. So, and
they're awesome.
They don't talk a lot. They play a lot.
They play. They never phone it in.
Right. Yeah, they work hard.
They're fantastic.
That was a great night last night. And then tonight, of course, the City Band concerts kick off, which is in the same park. So
got a
that's
text
cool.
here. Mike from Green Bay heading to Wrigley for the Brewers game. Weather does not look good.
Oh, are you? I looked at that this morning. I thought it was okay.
Well, it's from Chicago. Talk to Chicago.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Wrigley, that's a great place to watch a game, though, right?
Great.
That's a small stadium. That'd be fun.
I'll never forget, though, the first time I was ever there, and I buy a beer from a vendor. And again, like, I don't know, you know, a little, it's like $8. I give him a 10. He goes, I go, what? But he goes, that's it? I go, that's what? He goes, $2? I go, is that not enough? He goes, you're not from Chicago, are you? I said something.
Wow.
Almost had an altercation.
Oh, man, I would have taken $2 back.
I know, right?
Yeah, I would have. Yeah.
Joe Vertigan is coming in. Joe is an author. He writes great books on racing and the Green Bay Reformatory. Yeah. But what he's doing, there's a young man from the area who was seriously injured in a racing accident. And Joe's... we want to talk about that, about really helping out with that. Ben and Dana Malcor moving with the Malcors. Want to get them in. A lot of little things happening right now in the world of real estate. Because this is the hot, hot, hot time right now.
Yeah.
And it's interesting what's going on. Then, John Kramer headlines to the Press Times. Big Rick Pembroke will be here with the new singer. Debuting the new singer for Big Mouth is going to be here in the studio. Kelsey
awesome.
Daney. And that's going to be, did she perform last night?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She was, I mean, Rick's, they're all awesome, but she, you know, I'm not saying she stole the show, but she's a great, great addition. She is. She's just, she's been in Green Bay. She knows a little bit about theater, and yeah, she's got great stage presence. That was
awesome.
She was, the whole thing, yeah, that was great. That Melchior thing, that, you're right, it's going to be interesting to see what's all going on. You see there's a lot more development coming on. I'm wondering how that's going to affect our prices on things. Yeah. So, yeah.
So angry last night.
I just put one more thing. I was going to say that John's coming in. John was there last night, too, taking pictures for the Press Times. Which is cool. So I talked to him for a little while.
Anyway. Oh, he won't pass up a free meal. he's delved into the media world quickly.
Yeah, he is.
Quickly. Anyway,
but it was nice to see him.
What else we got here? We got, what else we got here? We got, I'm on the wrong thing here.
Oh,
our page. Yeah. But I was so mad last night.
What's that?
First of all, I tried, are there any WNBA fans out there? Caitlin Clark fans. I love Caitlin Clark. I think she's the greatest thing in the history of sports. Okay? Love her. And she single-handedly has taken over an entire league.
Absolutely.
No one, I don't care what they say, nobody except this small little group of people paid attention to the WNBA. It wasn't small enough. It wasn't large enough to move the needle the slightest bit. They were bleeding money like you can't believe. If the NBA wasn't writing out check after check after check, they would have folded like a cheap tent so long ago, it's mind-boggling.
And then
she has resurrected the entire league.
Totally.
The game last night, first of all, you couldn't find the game. I even tried subscribing to Fubo. Do you know what Fubo is?
No.
Nobody does.
Okay, good.
Nobody knows what Fubo is.
Fubar, okay? But yeah.
Yeah. That's what this was. This was Fubar. So anyway, you know what Fubar means, Conroy? I didn't think so. No,
he's a kid.
So anyway, so I couldn't get it. I tried subscribing and then, you know, canceling the day before you actually have to pay.
Yes.
Okay. Didn't work. I don't know how to subscribe to anything.
Yeah, I know. I was surprised you did that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you did.
So what I just kept doing on my phone, I went to their website and they would just update the game, how it's going. Mm. And then they'd show highlights. She got pummeled last night. This girl pokes her in the eye, acts like it was accidental.
Then
she gets into a bit. One of that girl's teammates come up behind her and knock her to the ground.
Really?
They don't kick the girl out of the game. And they give Caitlin Clark a technical foul for getting knocked down, basically. Okay? So then she has the biggest, but I would go insane in the locker room if I were her against my teammates. I mean, I would throw chairs at their faces or something.
I'm serious.
Because they won't defend her.
Yeah, they see.
Finally, last night, the girl that had poked her in the eye, she was going down for a layup, and she just clobbered her.
Awesome.
I loved it. I'm a cougar. I loved it.
Yeah. Oh. She really has.
It's mind-boggling.
She's a great face for that.
She's
industry.
The face of the organization. Yeah, she's saving the entire league. And the referees are so horrific. Yeah. It's mind-boggling. It's like they've all gotten together and said, hey, we don't want to ruffle the feathers of anybody else, so don't give her anything good. Yeah. It's mind-boggling.
And, you know, it's great that somebody becomes that popular. And such a good person, too.
She's,
you know,
phenomenal.
They're lucky they got, because there's other people that could have.
You know what I said? You know what I said at a press conference the other day, too? Get this. Know why she's so nice?
Iowa?
Half Italian.
Okay, whatever.
She is.
She doesn't look, she's pretty white.
Yeah, she's half Italian.
Really?
Isn't that something?
Yeah. I'm with you on her. I don't follow basketball.
I've never seen anything like it. And their coach finally went off last night on the refs on what's happening right here. It's unbelievable.
But
incredible.
If she'd pull out,
I wish she would pull out.
Oh, no,
I wish she would pull out.
She did.
Go
man.
To Europe, play
yep.
for a year,
right.
Do whatever,
they,
watch that league fold and beg her to come back.
Exactly.
Oh, my God, it's mind-boggling. Terry says the game on NBA TV, I have it on DirecTV. Well, I don't have the money to subscribe to that, Terry. Okay, Terry? I don't have the money to subscribe to that. Terry, what did you think of it? You've been a coach all your life.
Yeah.
You've been an official. What did you think of that performance by those officials last night? Please let me know.
Yeah. So, wait, I think you can get direct, though. You can bundle that, I think.
Yeah, I know how to bundle.
I neither. I just,
Jim,
I think
on,
we have that.
Man.
I think there, we might have that.
It's a whole new world
it
out
is.
There. I don't understand anything.
So, I still have a landline. I'm one of those, you know, white guys that have it. But there's some good deals. Like, it's almost free if you buy certain bundles.
I don't know how to do. I need to hire somebody like Conroy.
Get your kid over to your house. And that's what Greta does, a lot of stuff for me. I'm like, Dad, you got to do this.
Do me a favor. Call Dom, ask him to come over to my house and fix my cable. Would you make that call? Yeah. I want to listen. We're going to start a quick break. I'm back after this.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. May 12th, the U.S. Department of Justice reportedly requested all the state of Colorado's records relating to the 2024 federal election and the preservation of records related to the 2020 election. The request may relate to President Trump's effort to free a convicted Colorado election official. The records request is massive. In November 2024, there were 4.65 million registered Colorado voters, 3.3 million of whom cast ballots in the presidential election. Then, consider the records from every electronic ballot tabulator, voter registration and verification documents for each voter, and more. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold told NPR, "What they're going to do with all this data, I don't know, but I'm sure they'll use it to push their ridiculous disinformation and lies to the American public," she said. There is speculation that it may be related to convicted Mesa County elections official Tina Peters, sentenced to 9 years for giving voting machine access to conspiracy theorists tied to MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. The week before the Colorado records request, DOJ was directed by President Trump to, quote, take all necessary action to help secure the release of Peters. To date, Colorado has reportedly provided two copies of its master voter list to DOJ and its 2024 voter history file. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wednesday morning in the middle of June, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WSS. And of course, the Civic Media app, and you can text us the Civic Media app, as many of the folks are doing this morning. Sarah's out there. Did Sarah come to your thing last night?
No, she did not.
Wow. I invited her. She was going to kind of crash it.
And she was, she was invited, but Terry was invited, didn't show up. It's okay. That's right. It's all right. They're still friends.
That's
the problem with politicians. We do remember who.
Yeah.
It's not a good quality to have, but you kind of remember the people who didn't.
I remember who did not come to my dad's funeral in 1987.
Isn't that awful?
Isn't that unbelievable?
It is.
But in 1987, like, yeah. I remember who didn't come into my dad's funeral.
I know.
Yeah.
I always held
it against him a little bit. Didn't you?
Yeah. That's not a. You really want to get past that, but no, I'm one of those.
I don't get
people.
Past anything.
I know. So Terry's it just.
Actually, Sarah says she's going to volunteer tonight, so she'll come over for leftovers.
She's coming. Okay. That's great. That'd be great to see her. Yes, that's right. She told me maybe she didn't say she was coming last night, Johnny. She did say she was coming tonight because the city band concert starts tonight at 7.
Sarah, do you ever not work? I've never known a person that works more than her.
Yeah, she puts
Nick, come on in.
Hello, Nick.
I know she worked for Nick a few times or whatever. And Nick never wanted me to work for him. I did it one time.
Nick's
to raise some money, and then that was it.
Nick works pretty hard.
Although I will say this. The one night I did it for a farmer's market.
Oh, yeah.
It had to be 96 degrees, and that heat was coming off the pavement to the point where it's like, oh, right, Nick?
Yeah.
By that grill some days when it's down here on the pavement.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you should put a thermometer there. It had to be 105.
Well, those things that they have in the back, like on a field.
Yeah.
You know, those round ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Are you all recovered, Jim?
Yes. I did took a little while to clean up, but it was fun. I mean, thanks for coming. That was
thanks for the invite.
Was, oh yeah, that was
good. I mean, really,
he gave you rave review.
He told me I showed him.
Yeah.
He did. He said, "Hey, look, I'm putting this on." I'm like, "No, don't do that." And then I read it. I'm like, "Oh yeah, go ahead, put it on," because this guy's a entrepreneur, cook hot dogs, cheese curds, and I was like,
"That's what I mean." That could be a tough critic.
I know, and I was expecting that.
It's like somebody that owns a pizza joint coming over for a homemade pizza,
right? And he came over early too when I was cooking. I thought, oh, Nick, you're early, but there was
people there before I was there.
Yeah, it was I'm glad you were there. That was fun. And is that your wife?
Yes.
It's my wife. That's what Donna said. That's what I thought. And she said, they are.
You of all people cannot criticize somebody for showing up to a party early.
Why?
You and I showed up to a party, and the people are still coming home from the grocery store.
That's right. They're coming. They're bringing in the groceries. We were there. That is true. We got there.
And we never met them before.
No. Didn't know who they were. They're driving. We're in a driveway, and they're like, oh, hi. And
hey, do we have the right place? There's no, we're looking in the window.
Somebody invited to their cottage. We didn't know how far it was. Yeah.
No, I don't see anybody. And their car pulls up. Oh, more people are coming. And it was a lady with bags of groceries to start putting together the party.
I was going to roll in around 5 to see if you need any help.
Oh yeah, no, that's it was fine. But yeah, that band was awesome. I mean, Big Mouth is great.
And yeah.
Then those guys came over after because entertainers
they never eat before,
so that was fun. But they're encroaching on my bedtime. I tell you, guys, what time you gonna be to work? I said, usually 5:30. Yeah. Oh, he looks at his watch. Well, we better get going. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
So
no, anyway, So did you see the post, John? That I made?
Your post, yeah.
So I went
in. I told him.
So when I said I was skeptical, I was. I just thought there was going to be like ketchup, mustard, pickles, maybe some cheese, a bag of Ruffles potato chips.
Yeah.
That's what I thought that was going to be there. And then I called Jim on.
You did?
I did. I called him on Monday and I said, hey, do I need to bring anything? Or no, he's like, no. I said, well, I was thinking about bringing some chili. He's like, no, I'm making chili. I'm like, oh, okay.
For the
hot dogs. And now
you're offending him if you offer to bring something. I've noticed that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know. Again, I was skeptical. But I went in there and then I'm like, and I even looked on the stove, because he had everything. He had them in crock pots and he had the fried onions on the stove staying warm and stuff like that. And I'm like, Jim went all out. Fried onions.
Yeah. I put that cheese, though.
Yeah. That queso cheese.
That was good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, John, I brought some for you, but that was
good. Yeah. John, anyway, you should have come.
It's a dip.
Wait.
No,
that you put
it's
on
like
your hot dog.
It's like queso cheese.
Hot cheese.
Liquid cheese. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's got sour cream. There's a little mustard in there.
But okay.
It was a good concoction.
Nice.
Concoction. That's
nice.
Anyway.
And then what, Spotted Cow?
Huh? Oh, yeah. It's,
Spotted Cow, he had wine.
But that was not a drinking crowd. I had your vodka out there. I had that little orange stuff.
Told you I wasn't coming. You still put out the vodka?
Yeah, but that little orange stuff.
So
I put
did
that
anybody
out.
Take it like I did from your Christmas party?
That's right. He took the bottle.
Is that wrong?
What?
Okay, so he doesn't drink vodka.
He says he doesn't drink.
Yeah.
For his Christmas party, he bought a bottle of Tito's for me.
Okay.
Nobody drank it, so I took it.
Okay.
Right. Did you drink some of it before you took
it? No, I didn't know he had bought it for me.
Well, I bought it for the party and knowing you were coming. I'm not saying if I bought it for you, I would have put your name on it. So I bought it, but I didn't really buy it.
I thought you did, though. I thought you specifically bought it just for me because I like Tito's.
No, I asked
And then nobody drank it because it was for me. So I didn't want to be, what's the term when somebody offers you a gift horse in the mouth?
I usually call people, like I even said to Nick, what do you drink? He goes, I don't drink it. But that was not a drinking crowd. It was just wine and beer.
Yeah, wine and beer.
Well, a couple people drank some bourbon, but I had a lot. You guys, because I would put that stuff back, and I was like, wow, these people don't drink very much, which is whatever. It's fine. I just want to make it available. But anyway, we were talking about the weather last night. It was perfect, right?
It was. See, the sun was, there's a lot of shade at St. John's. Even at your house, there's a lot of shade there. What I mean?
So
St. James, I'm sorry. If the sun was cooking on that.
It might have been
a little warmer.
Oh, you're facing, the people are facing the east, though, right?
Yes.
But even with the trees there, there's a lot of shade. I was fishing yesterday, and it was at noon. It was kind of hot on the water.
Yeah, I believe that.
But you know, Big Muff has Paul, that sound guy, and he is really.
Is that a cue to wrap it up there? Conrad.
Todd's not here.
Con, what's this? Con. Convoy. What's this?
All right.
Let's hit a quick break.
Touchdown.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley. WISS.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. When a school district doesn't have enough money to operate or build new facilities, they ask for a tax increase through a referendum. Some state lawmakers want to put a stop to that. Joanne Kruletz has more.
At the Capitol, a bill to restrict how school districts could request tax increases through referendums had a public hearing in the Assembly Education Committee on Thursday. Delafield Republican Representative Cindy Duchow says too many districts are asking for more money. She wonders how much money is too much money for school districts. Eau Claire Democrat Christian Phelps says districts are already practicing fiscal responsibility by asking their voters for a tax increase and wondered why Republicans would want to strip local control from schools. The bill is unlikely to be signed by Governor Tony Evers if it makes it through the legislature.
Meanwhile, some state lawmakers are expressing concerns about this proposed legislation to include a plain language explanation for ballot referendums. The legislation specifies that the explanation should be written by the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau, but could be revised by lawmakers afterwards. Critics of the proposal say the legislative majority could have too much control over the process. They also argue that the language of the legislation fails to define exactly what plain language means, and that it lacks an enforcement mechanism to ensure fairness. WISS has a great newsletter that comes out about twice a week. It has stories of local interest, state news, and sometimes commentary. There's always something interesting to check out or listen to. Go to WISS.fm to sign up. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will thicken up in the overnight as a few showers, even a couple of rumbles of thunder move in. Light winds, morning lows in the mid-60s. On Wednesday, showers and storms around, could be a bit of heavy rainfall, highs in the upper 60s to the lower 70s. Right now, it's 67.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the writer and producer from Bridge to Terabithia, David Patterson. Then we discuss men's mental health with DeLorean Walls from Brothers to Brothers. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the writer and producer from Bridge to Terabithia, David Patterson.
Mind on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS. And of course, the Civic Media app, partly cloudy with scattered storms, high in the low 70s, 66 in Green Bay, 69 in Appleton, 69 in Oshkosh. National Go Fishing Day. Nick, you got to take some time to go fishing.
And then it's followed by
Sushi Day.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I like sushi too.
Yeah. Do you fish every day, right?
Not every day, but.
How many days a year?
We were talking about you last night after you left, and I said, that guy's like, I won't judge a book by its cover. I mean, you're like really smart. You got your whole business plan on your phone. I think that's cool how you can show your gross margin and that. I'm like, this guy really knows what he's doing. But is that all he does? I said, he fishes all the time. I said, he fishes every day. But you don't? It's close though, right?
If you average it out like in the summertime, three times a week during the summertime, and then, you know, essentially ice fishing almost every day.
Yeah. I remember you being in here talking about that's a lot.
Yeah,
of fishing.
Because well, see now I told you like the spring, so I got my captain's license, so now I'm right. Guiding. You know, I've taken clients out here a handful of times, and that so yeah, that's going that's slow and steady. I don't want to plow a whole bunch of money into it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to. I'm not using the guide service as a primary income, you know what I mean?
You know what I was cool though, Nick? We had some groups in here yesterday.
Yes,
man,
I was going to say that.
Veterans Unit. I'm not crazy about the name.
What's that? I didn't.
Veterans Fishing University.
Yeah.
VFU.
I didn't see that.
It's almost as bad as the school they had up in the UP that ended up closing Finlandia University, and you'd buy their t-shirts that just say FU. So I don't know, I would work on that a little bit, maybe marking.
This guy's out of Kewaunee. Yeah. He's out of Kewaunee, charter yep. Fisher guy.
Well, that's a charter, yes.
And yep. Him and his son, they run this thing, and you know, they obviously, you know, they're private company, but they do a lot of veterans fishing and
take them on,
which is just awesome.
But not just that, though. What they do is even, because this is something everybody thinks, oh, ice fishing, you dig a hole and you sit there. Well, there's a lot more to it if you want to catch fish. Anybody can dig a hole, but if you want to catch fish, there's more to it. And that's one of their lessons is really getting people involved in ice fishing. I think that's really cool.
It's year-round. It is. What they do. Yeah. That's not the seasonal.
It's ice fishing. Guy. It's fly fishing.
Right.
And it's charter fishing.
Yeah. It teaches. It's a whole year course or whatever. That's
cool.
That yeah. It's awesome what him and his kid are doing.
But you'd be a great instructor with the ice fishing.
All of them.
Yeah, all of them. Well, besides fly fishing,
yeah.
That's
something
art.
I never got into. That's way too much work.
That whole
thing. That's an art. Right?
Way too much work. And you know, that's good when you see these TV shows like Kirk Gowdy, American Sportsman. I'm here with Oakland Raiders quarterback Daryl LaMonica, and we're fishing the Snake River in Wyoming.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's wide open.
Yeah.
And you go up to the UP around here, the trout streams, there's brush all over.
There's tag elders.
It looks like when they're doing that, what's that called? The back and forth, like they're getting tangled up.
Up where I'm from, you would.
I couldn't.
No. Yeah.
But anyway, that's.
I'm perfect at flipping a worm, a night crawler, and letting it float.
Yeah. So you're. Do you sell your fish then, or do you?
No, you cannot sell your fish.
Oh. Can't sell. And that's where I'm surprised at Northwind Hotel that day. I had venison chili. I didn't know you could have wild game in.
Can have wild game. It's got to be processed through like a game farm or something like that.
Okay.
Oh.
I don't know the exact lingo on that, but it basically has to go through it has to be processed through somebody handling the process. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, so I did that event during the Packer draft for the Vinici family.
Yep.
You know, they're trying to get Jack Vinici into the Hall of Fame. And his brother, who's been a longtime prominent veterinarian in the area, but also raises, I want to say it's like New Zealand stags.
Okay.
Like a real high what quality. It's a type of, almost like between a deer and an elk, Nick.
Yep, yep.
Kind of.
Wow.
And the meat's supposed to be fantastic.
Yeah, because you can go to the store and you can buy, there's a couple places like
elk.
You can buy elk, you can buy bison. I know like Primal Eats offers venison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Familiar with them. We got to get them on.
Yeah, those. That's good.
there's a handful of places.
Samples. Yeah.
But it's not like you can go to the grocery store and get, hey, I want some venison backstraps, you know, from the butcher or whatever. Yeah. That doesn't happen.
Why can't you, you don't have a license to sell? Because, I mean, is really good up in Shawano now, right? Did I hear that right?
In where?
Shawano.
What do you mean?
Shawano Lake.
Catching?
Yeah.
Well, perch has been firing in the Bay of Green Bay, maybe in Shawano. I'm not sure.
Oh,
well. I don't have any problems in the Bay right now. But
okay, but if you can, why can't you buy it and then like sell it to?
Well, because it's the processing. I'm not a certified.
Well, one of the things a DNR guy told me one time, because they belong to the state.
Well,
I mean that was, you know what I mean.
That's somewhat true.
Those fish belong to the state.
So,
I know that's what I'm saying.
Basically, okay. There's no paper. You know, like if you're like say Blue Harbor up the road here, right, or LaFonce, or whatever, they're a place that they're refrigerated, they're this, they're that. Everything's taken care of.
Okay, so they have all that inspection and all that.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Because that place in Kewaunee, remember for my, they go out and they catch a fish and they smoke it. That's where for that Christmas
party. Yeah, Bearcats, probably.
Yeah, that is good fish.
See, all those great places have, they're a processing, they're a licensed processing facility. So that's why.
Do you smoke your own fish?
No.
Does anybody out there smoke fish? Can you get me a salmon? Catch me a salmon.
Actually, I'm going charter fishing with a friend of mine on Sunday.
All right. Take it to that place in Kewaunee, John.
Well, I don't think you can bring your own.
Well, he's a pretty good guy. I mean, I
know some people. I won't have it for you on Sunday, but I can get you some smoked salmon.
I would love a natural smoked salmon. Yeah. That is one of my favorite things in the world. Then you make a dip. You ever make a dip on it? Like crackers and everything, too. God, I love that. Yeah. Actually, you know what we used to do? This sounds bad. Well, I don't think it was illegal, though, when we were kids. We used to go to this little creek, Partridge Creek. It was right by where that guy was murdered I told you about.
Yeah.
So we'd go to Partridge Creek, and we would make spears. This sounds crazy.
You're getting illegal right there.
Well, not really, though.
I don't think you can spear.
Yeah, you could back then. You know what we'd do? We would make spears out of old ski poles. We'd bring it to the gas station, and we'd use their grinder, their big old wheel grinder. Remember those?
Yep.
And we'd sharpen those to a needle point
edge.
That's
a good idea.
And thank you.
I mean, really, the length is good.
Yes.
And
it had the little strap on it.
Yeah.
And you'd be in the little street, these little creeks where they'd come up to spawn. And you'd just stand there, just like with it, like hip boots. We didn't have hip boots. We just had swampers, as we called them, the kind of boots we had.
Yeah.
And wait for them to kind of come. And you would spear them. And we'd give them to a guy to smoke, and he would smoke the suckers.
Yep.
Now, you would never think of eating a sucker.
You could, nah. So,
but a smoked sucker tastes delicious.
So back in the day.
A lot of bones, though, in those suckers, aren't there?
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Not as bad as Northerns.
Really?
I don't think. Do you think, Nick? Northern's got those Y bones. Yeah. A buddy of mine pickles those, though. You never think to eat a Northern. My buddy Kaz pickles those. They're unbelievable. So when you get them in the winter ice fishing, it's a real firm white meat.
Yep.
I didn't know that. Kids, whatever, 16, all of those could spear.
We were 12.
I thought that was set. I thought spearing was a set aside.
I think I was legal.
You can't spear. You can't spear. You know, everything.
Like can't spear a walleye. You know, like a You know, I mean, not right.
I got it. All right, I was
like, you can go.
I got
so
it.
There's
you can
some
spear carp and suckers, but you can't spear.
Right.
Okay, this.
Yeah. Right, I mean, they're considered a trash fish.
Right. Oh yeah, they eat off the bottom. Right.
Yeah.
But you. I don't think people ate suckers.
No, I never taste one otherwise. Yeah, but smoked.
But you don't want, you know, you want them to be smaller.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
So I've been eating
Did you eat carp?
I never have, no.
You know,
because carp was
no
like,
carp.
Where I live, right? East Twin West Twin River. Yeah. I mean, that's all it was carp.
No
we
carp.
Used to catch them, but we just.
But back in the day, like in the 70s and the 80s, probably even before the 70s, like over by 170, you know where 172, if you're going north on 41?
Yeah.
172, that used to be a drainage off of the Fox River. And the suckers would come up in there to spawn. And everybody, like all my older friends, would say, oh, yeah, when I was a kid, we'd go in there and we'd spear 100, 150 suckers
a
day.
Pamperin Park was another place.
Pamperin Park used to have a perch run, too.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah, because Duck Creek fed into that.
Oh,
that,
spearing would be fun, though.
Well, like, actually, like, honestly, it was.
Like an art, you know, I mean, wow.
I remember one time, though, I went fishing with this guy. He's kind of a guide. And because when we were trout fishing, if you caught a sucker, you threw him in the swamp. You threw him in the woods. You didn't throw him back. And I mean, he's like, well, I'll tell you why. Because I did, you know, I was going to throw in the wood. He goes, what are you doing? I started, what? He goes, no, I catch and release everything. I go, even suckers? He goes, even suckers.
Oh.
Okay. So he was downstream a little bit. I caught another one. And I go, and I'm taking him off the hook. And it falls off the hook. I was getting him off because I got those rubbery lips like that. And he's going down. And just as I turn, just as he turned to say something to me, I punted it into the woods. I mean, that sounds bad, and Peter can come after me. But it was going back in the water. I didn't want to go back in the water. Yeah. And I literally punted it into the woods. We did not have a good rest of the day.
Dick, though, with your business, right, you sell the fish. That's legal. You can catch it.
No, I cannot sell. No. So, like, here's the thing.
Jim, pay attention. Let's start
I don't get the license thing, though. I mean, that's
you can help people catch fish.
Yes.
But nobody is allowed to sell fish unless you're charter, or unless you're commercial.
Yes. So okay. Like Tom Drzewicki.
Yeah.
He is a commercial fisherman.
All right.
So in the summertime, he goes out to net and then he sells it to the fish houses.
All right. Okay. I got it. I was curious as to why. If somebody fishes 3 days a week, I would think you would probably could only eat X and then you probably wouldn't sell
it. I give away stuff. I trade. Right. I barter.
Okay.
All right. That makes more sense.
But what are the laws? And I don't know anybody that's ever been busted on this. On how many frozen fish you're allowed to...
2-day possession limit for per person in your household.
Okay. Now, I heard that you can't even take walleye back from Canada these days. Is that true?
No, you can.
Oh, you can. Okay.
But
that's only a one-day limit too, right?
Well, yeah. See, each state has their own thing. So here's the thing. The Bay of Green Bay is 15 perch a day, okay? That's why you have to label everything in your freezer. 15 perch a day in the bay. And inland lakes, most inland lakes are 25. There's a different slot on 100 lakes in Wisconsin. It's called a 25-10 rule. So the 25-10 means you can keep 25 panfish, but 10 of any species, and then the last five of the 25 was five. So, like, if you're fishing a lake that has perch, bluegills, and crappies, you're allowed 10, 10, and 5 of whatever variation, okay?
Okay, do they bond? I mean, come on.
Oh, yes.
Really? They come over looking
at... Do they get, like, a search warrant? Or
no. Well, yeah, right. if they suspect you, I've already had the DNR at my house.
Wow.
I have. I've had the DNR at my house. But so here's the thing when you talk about Canada, you know, like how they whatever. So when you go to Devil's Lake, South Dakota, you go to Michigan or Minnesota, you're allowed...
Is it Mille Lacs in or something?
Yeah, Mille Lacs, yeah.
Mille Lacs.
But, like, I ice fish in... Winnebagoche and Cass Lake. So you're only allowed 20 fish per day coming back. So a total of 40 perch. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to follow the laws of the state of whatever state you're coming in, because some of those states only let you bring across so much fish.
So it doesn't matter how much the state you had been in, their rules are. It all depends what you're bringing in.
Wherever. Yeah. So each state is different. Okay.
What's Wisconsin? 15? And plus 5?
No. It depends where you fish. Again, the Bay of Green Bay is 15. Shawano's 25. You know.
Okay. Let's just say, Nick, you go get your commercial license. Then there's no limit, right?
Well, yeah, but you're selling those to a fish house.
You can't sell it to Merrick's. You got to sell it to that.
Correct.
Okay. Interesting business.
That's what I mean. There's a lot more to it than you think.
Yeah. And there's quotas, too. So, like, if quotas are hit... If the DNR sets quotas, so if quotas are hit, then you're done for the year.
Yeah, they'll shut it down. I will say this. Whatever they did, they made a big comeback. Because when I first came
I'll give
here,
you that.
You could catch 100 perch a day,
yeah.
And then it went quiet.
Out, right?
And
well, because it was 100 perch a day.
Yeah. Exactly. We'll set a quick break. Back with more after this.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Maris Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Hey, Appleton, it's time to come alive with music. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And this Saturday is Make Music Day. It's part of a worldwide celebration that takes place in over 1,000 cities in more than 120 countries. And Appleton is opening up College Avenue to have musicians and events, and everyone is invited. You can come listen to the music, or if you're a musician yourself, you can participate. Head to WISS.FM and click events to find out how.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
Brewers baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers baseball all season long on WISS. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin.
Chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And it's producer Todd and new Wisco News Bureau Chief Lisa Hale in the WISS studios. I thought I almost got through that one, but I didn't. I did not quite get through it.
But you're getting so much closer.
It's closer, but you're, not quite there.
You're getting so much closer, and I have so much faith that one day you will get it right.
Yeah, don't have that much faith in me. And it's hump day, so that means our very special guest is on with us.
That's right. We've got Karen Schneider from the Oshkosh Herald joining us. Hello, Karen. How are things today?
Hello, Lisa. Things are well. Things are good. We finally got some summer weather.
It's about time, I will say that. It's been so crazy, hasn't it? I mean, you get some nice days, and then you have those days where it just feels like it's still spring.
Or fall. It's like, don't skip summer, okay?
That's so, right. There's
so too finally many. We have some nice days.
Too many good things to do for summer. In fact, let's jump into it. The Oshkosh Herald is out, and what can folks find in it this week?
Well, for today's issue, we're taking a look at the Oshkosh Area School District. You know, they have the KPIs that they're looking at increasing proficiency, but they are seeing a lot of growth. And so they're taking a look at last week's school board meeting. They did a presentation sharing about the growth that they are seeing in the school district. And we all want those proficiency. I can't even say it.
It's okay.
Lisa's board bureau title there for you, but they're taking a look at that and the success that they're having, where you know they are seeing students in a year, you know, increase their growth 3 to 4 years. So we all want to see us reach those KPIs and have that over 50% proficiency and so forth. But those that all takes baby steps, as Sam Coleman of the district had said, it was a 3 to 5 year process. And by looking at the growth that the students are achieving shows that we're on the right path to reach those proficiency numbers. So that will be in today's Oshkosh Herald when it hits your mailboxes. That is one of the stories that we have.
Great. And what else do we have coming in?
So what we have coming up also is taking a look at the new restaurant that just opened up in City Center. It's Vietnamese cuisine, and it's actually the owners of the new owners of Big Apple Bagel and the Uni Bubble Tea.
Oh yeah,
which is
in
Wisconsin. So they've opened the new Vietnamese cuisine called Hanoi House in City Center. And it is only open from 3 to 9 p.m. right now, Tuesday through Sunday. And they're in the training with their team and so forth. So they're serving a limited menu and focusing on getting the staff all trained and up to speed. And then they'll be offering additional items in the future, along with increasing their hours and serving lunch as well.
I think we're really lucky, Karen. We have some really great different ethnic foods available to us here in Oshkosh. There are cities our size that have none of this.
Oh, absolutely. And it's always fascinating, too, because, you know, we're used to burger places, right?
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
If you look at Oshkosh, right, we have a lot of bar food and they have great burgers and all of that. But a little variety is nice. And it's amazing when you talk to them or read this, for instance, where they're talking about it takes 15 hours to make the broth for the pho. And I'm like, 15 hours? You know, you're used to hitting the 15 seconds on the microwave, right? And it's done. But about what they need to do to prepare the food for us. So I'm really looking forward to trying it. I know Jonathan, who did the story, did try it, and he said it was very, very good.
Pho,
so I am looking forward to getting over there.
Pho is one of my favorite things of all time. I absolutely love it. So I'm so glad they're open. I will be going there and saying, bring on the broth, baby.
There you go.
We got about 2 minutes left. Karen, why don't you give us another story?
Okay. One more that is coming up is the new satellite police station in downtown Oshkosh is open. So that is there. And they actually have a team, which is a sergeant and a couple officers and also social workers to help with the area down around Opera House Square. So if you recall, this was voted on to open to help with the homelessness issues and some of the incidents that were rising. So, for instance, between January 1 of 2023 and December 31 of 2024, there were 151 calls for service just at Opera House Square and the Sundial. So the new police station that's open there, even though it's a 2-minute walk from the main police station, brings in a different team to work with them and connect people who may be in trouble or experiencing homelessness or substance use issues or so forth, connecting them with the resources that are there and hopefully helping the downtown businesses that were being impacted by the increase in the unhoused down there. Hopefully we'll see a lot of better movement in that area where people are getting helped, right, and people feel safer going downtown. It is a Monday through Friday 8 to 8 thing, I believe. So it's not necessarily manned on the weekends. But then again, it is only 2 minutes from the main one. And if you recall, the Opera House Square was also, the city council took the action of deleting Opera House Square from the DORA boundaries,
right,
as well.
Yeah, they
so,
sure did.
Yeah, so that story is in today's Oshkosh Herald as well.
If you don't get it in the mail, where can they pick up a copy of the Oshkosh Herald?
If you don't get it in the mail, you depending on where you live, we have about 40 different drop-offs, but a few quick ones would be like Festival, Piggly Wiggly, some of the quick tip trips and BPs around the area. I'll have them, and usually they're there by late Tuesday, depending on the delivery from the printer.
And your website is?
OshkoshHerald.com.
Karen, always lovely to talk to you. Thanks for taking time out this Wednesday morning to speak with us.
Thanks for having me. This is always a highlight on Wednesday.
You poor thing. You need more excitement in your life.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Multiple sources telling ABC News President Trump has been presented a range of options by his national security team that he's considering, including using U.S. military assets to strike Iranian nuclear facilities. Iran warns that U.S. involvement could bring an all-out war in the region. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
The New York Times reports Iran is preparing missiles for potential retaliatory attacks on U.S. bases. In the meantime, Iran firing more ballistic missiles at Israel overnight. Iran's missile stockpile may be dwindling. Some analysts estimate Tehran may have fewer than 1,000 medium-range missiles left. And Israel now says it's neutralized one-third of Iran's missile launchers.
The East Coast will be under a life-threatening heat wave next week, mid-90s to low 100s, and it won't cool down much overnight. A hurricane's expected to form today in the Pacific off Costa Rica, eyeing Acapulco. Erica could be the fifth named storm in a busy season. This is ABC News.